Rob Watson, BBC political correspondent, you're at Parliament right now, and this is a complicated story, so I wanted to bring you in right away to make sure that you're listening and that I'm telling this story right, okay?
Okay, I'll do my best.
Okay, a few years ago, the Scotland Yard got evidence that reporters and possibly editors at a news organization had hacked into the voicemail of members of the royal family. And that they were using they were listening to voicemails, they were reading emails, and then publishing the things they heard about in the newspaper. That was a few years ago. It turns out it wasn't just members of the royal family, but that there was actually a ton of, perhaps more than 90 people whose PIN codes had been compromised. The Scotland Yard didn't completely pursue it, except to find two culprits that they then prosecuted. And now it's resurfacing because it turns out it could have been a culture of hacking at this news organization, and other people whose PIN codes were discovered through this hacking are now ticked off and trying to sue. Is that all correct?
You've done a pretty good job there. I mean, maybe I changed one or two things, but I think you got the overall impression pretty good.
All right, so explain to me why this is just coming out a few years ago. In other words, why did Scotland Yard kind of squash the investigation?
Well, I think the first thing to say is the reason why it's resurfaced is because ever since that initial investigation and prosecution and jailing of these two guys on the News of the World newspaper, there have been persistent allegations that it was more than just the phones of the royal family, that there were senior MPs, politicians involved, and others in the world of arts and entertainment. And so this has sort of gone on and on and on over the years. But of course, what had really stirred things up again was a piece in the New York Times last week looking into this, in which they unearthed a journalist at the News of the World who says that the editor of the paper, a man who now works for David Cameron, knew about all this stuff all along.
And the we should say that the tabloid that is accused here is called News of the World. That is owned by Rupert Murdoch's media company. Rupert Murdoch, also the owner of Fox News as well. And they have, News of the World has actually accused the New York Times of just trying to paint them badly because of competition between two media empires.
Absolutely. You've got, if I could put it on the "this is a rubbish story" side of the argument, you've got the government, the British government, while 10 Downing Street and Andy Coulson, the former editor of the News of the World, saying this is just rubbish, there weren't more people, and that he never knew about what was going on with the hacking. The other part of also on the side of those rubbishing the story, is exactly News International, Mr. Murdoch's company, which is saying, look, come on, guys, old story, old hat. This is just another newspaper empire having a go at us.
All right, but they did seize a file from one reporter's home that had several thousand mobile phone numbers and at least 91 PIN codes for their voicemail. And so this probably will end up in more lawsuits, right, Rob?
Well, you know, it's one of those, just in a sentence, it's one of those stories. It's either going to just sort of fade away in a kind of tangle of complexity and we'll wonder why we ever had this call, or it might not. It might lead to the resignation of someone close to David Cameron. And all I would say is that given the very frenetic nature of journalism and politics in Britain, I don't think we'll have too long to wait for the answer to that.
Rob Watson, BBC political correspondent. Sounds like they need better cell phone coverage at Parliament there. Thanks, Rob.